I am Leonard Vidbien. It's Friday, December the 20th, and here's your news at 7 a.m. With financial pressures and holiday demand taking a toll, the festive season can be challenging. Windhoek psychologist Dr. Sean Whittaker encourages individuals to maintain focus on their mental health.
Self-care is really where mental health starts. It's really okay to put yourself first without feeling too guilty. It's a biological reality that you have to take care of your existential needs first. And that means a healthy lifestyle. For me, mental health starts with a healthy lifestyle, to sleep enough, to eat healthy, to exercise, to be with loved ones. So people have to realize that it's all about self-care.
The Electoral Commission announced the successful completion of a two-day inspection of voting materials from last month's National Assembly elections. The inspection, mandated by the Electoral Court, followed an agreement between the ECN and the applicants, the IPC and LPM. Pius Ikwambi is ECN's commissioner.
The process went very smoothly. There was good cooperation. There was good order and preparedness. We believe that we have executed the terms of the settlement agreement, so that aspect on our end is finalized. On the part of the political party, it is for them now to study it closely and then decide on what to do next. On the commission side, we will remain ready to deal with whatever comes, because we need to defend our position, because from our perspective, we have conducted everything above board.
South Africa's National Christian Forum has welcomed government's decision to extend the registration deadline for spaza shops and other food handling outlets to the end of February for next year. The forum's president, Maroti Mashashane, says this extension will serve no purpose when civic education to spaza shop owners is lacking.
Why should we waste the time going through the applications of the foreigners while we know we are going to decline them? Why don't we simply make a publication that the application for spaza shop, it's only for South Africans? There's a match to be attended to more than celebrating the extension.
And in news just in, South Africa is seeing a rise in rubella cases, mainly impacting children under 10 and pregnant women. The disease poses a severe risk to pregnancies, potentially causing congenital rubella syndrome. In response, the country's health department has introduced a rubella vaccine for children aged 6 and 9 months. Continentally, the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, delivered a direct appeal to nations aiding Sudan's warring factions or benefiting from the conflict. Reuters says that he had called on them to shift their focus towards alleviating Sudanese suffering and using their influence to bring the war to an end. Addressing the United Nations Security Council, Blinken underscored the need for concrete action to demonstrate genuine concern for Sudan's future. Internationally, the Bank of England has held UK interest rates at 4.75%, warning that Britain's economy is on the brink of stagnation following a combination of global factors and the UK finance minister's spending plans for the year ahead. Lou Brown is our reporter.
The unchanged interest rate follows a decision from the Central Bank's Monetary Policy Committee, stating that it expects the final quarter of the year to have no economic growth. Although the Bank of England voted to hold rates, 3 of 9 members wanted to reduce it to 4.5%. These figures underline the challenge the government has to meet its promise of achieving the biggest sustained economic growth amongst G7 countries. The global stock market fell on Thursday as American Federal Reserve indicated fewer interest rate cuts to come in the new year. The job market there has remained stable, though prices have continued to rise. Inflation in America and Britain remains stubborn, with both countries experiencing price rises over 2.5% year on year.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.